This is the Nebraska Wheat Report brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex Makovica. On the phone with us today is Roy Shaneman, Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Board. And Royce, a few weeks ago, you had kind of teased that you will be heading to another country to share some data. Well, it's important to note that that data is now in and you are here to bring us up to speed on what's going on concerning hard red winter wheat. What can you share with us today?
Yeah, Alex, next week I'm going to go on a crop quality tour through Sub-Saharan Africa. We're going to visit Nigeria, Kenya, and South Africa. And basically on these trips, I'll be traveling with five other people from the U.S. And basically we're going to present all of this crop quality data that we've collected through the growing season and share that for each wheat class that region typically buys to promote the wheat from the U.S. and hopefully stimulate purchases, answer questions from all of our customers and interact with them, build relationships. So it'll be, for me, it'll be 10 days on the road. Over the course of that time, we'll do four different presentations in those regions, and I get to talk about hard red winter wheat and hard white winter wheat.
Excellent. Okay, so bring us up to speed on what the relationship is right now with the U.S. and Sub-Saharan Africa when it comes to wheat.
Well, the Sub-Saharan Africa region is, we know there's a lot of population there, a lot of people that need to be fed. It is kind of a interesting part of the world where you've got so many different countries and everybody's rules are different. Some you deal with the government, some you deal private industry. So we have quite a diverse mix of how business is done over there. But they are a country that does rely a lot on imports. We do have a lot of fierce competition in the region from the Black Sea area. Logistically, they can probably beat us on price 9 times out of 10 just because of their proximity to the region. But the reason we do these trips is to build those relationships, educate the customer, talk about the quality of the U.S. crop, and basically promote the crop, share with them all this information, and, hopefully, we make a connection, we make a sale, or we develop a customer. And this does take time, and it's not a precise science, but as some people say, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. So we try to be engaged and involved to educate that buyer.
Very well said. Royce, we wish you safe travels as you head out on that journey. What else is important to mention about this trip, the data you're sharing, or anything else we haven't had a chance to touch on?
Well, I think, Alex, I'll just highlight here really quick that as we do these seminars, like for hard red winter wheat, we surveyed 11 states that primarily grow hard red winter. And we collected 575 samples out of those states. We've got all the data on those. And then we've also condensed those down into 97 composite samples of wheat and done mill, dough, and bake tests, as well as the grade and non-grade factors will be presented about that crop. So when I present this information, it'll represent 90% of the total production of hard red winter wheat. And then we do break it down, since most of these buyers will be buying out of the Gulf of Mexico. We focus on the states that primarily ship from that region. But, we'll go over all of that grade information, all the milling information, dough and bake properties of hard red winter wheat, and then we'll take questions and talk about the production, talk about what we think is going to happen within the global marketplace. But it's just a great time to get out there, connect with a lot of different buyers, whether they're buying grain, if they're a milling company or a baking company. Just gives us a great chance to promote the crop and make some sales around the world.
All right. Fascinating stuff. Royce, as always, thanks for your time and for joining us today on the Wheat Report. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Royce Shenneman is the executive director of the Nebraska Wheat Board. You're listening to this week's Nebraska Wheat Report. And for more, you can go to nebraskawheat.gov. Here on the Rural Radio Network, I'm Alex Makavica.